what you call the large wooden vessel, open at the top for carrying water or milk.
Pail.
What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
A metal pail, a bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Heavy iron thing used for frying things, called frying pans.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing you turn off and on?
Faucet.
What do you call the same thing on a barrel?
Call it a spigot.
What do you call the same thing out in the yard?
Spigot.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Usually a bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
Well, some of them come in a cotton bag, and some of them come in a jute bag.
Okay. What would be the difference between a jute bag and a crocus bag?
Well, the jute bag is made out of fiber or some kind of stuff out the woods, you know, and a cotton bag is made out of cotton.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a crocus sack?
Well, a crocus sack is made out of jute.
Okay, thank you. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Mouth harp.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal held between the teeth and picked?
That's a juice harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle that children sit on each side and go like
this? Seesaw. Seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and
round.
What do you call a piece of flat stone used to sharpen knives or size?
Wet rock.
What do you call, I wonder now if you could take this and this and see what different kinds of fences could you tell me about?
Well, there's a...
We'll mark a number one here for the first kind. And while you describe to me how you would build it, sort of mark it down at the same time.
The fence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just start like this. This is the post.
Uh-huh. What kind of fence is this?
Well, that'd be a barbed wire fence.
And
you'd put about two strands or three strands of barbed wire on the thing.
Uh-huh. And what do you put the barbed wire attached to?
Cattle.
No, what do you attach the wire to keep it in place?
Post.
Uh-huh. Any special kind?
Well, usually we always use wooden post.
Uh-huh. How about another kind of fence?
Well, another one would be a hog wire fence. You put it up the same way, only it's a net wire. This is your post. And your fence would come to the bottom of the post, like this.